Producer Kevin McCollum has worked with some heavy-hitting musical theater creators, from Lin-Manuel Miranda and his first Broadway show In the Heights, to the global phenomenon from the 90s, Rent. A while ago, I sat down with McCollum to chat about the national tour of his 9-time Tony nominee musical, which comes to the Wharton Center this week, Something Rotten. Although the show's original title, Shakespeare's Omelette, was one of the things McCollum nudged the creators into changing, with a light touch.
As the producer, part of being in charge is never being in charge. Sort of like Tom Sawyer getting everyone to paint the fence. I just felt, because one of the plot points is the word omelet, and I didn't want to give away a plot point in a title. And because Something Rotten is an audacious idea to call a musical, I just felt that it being a Shakespeare quote as well, I felt it led with confidence and humor. And I wanted people to know we were a confident musical comedy, that they were going to have a good time. And, you know, I've still debated if that's the right title because, you know, especially for international tourists, if I was in Tokyo and I went and said, what should I see? And someone said, oh, go see It's Terrible. I'd say, oh, thank you. I thought there was a language problem. I might not see it.
Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare. That's right. I said it.
No.
I do. I hate Shakespeare.
Why?
I just don't get it, how a mediocre...
One of Kevin McCollum's more recent projects, The Play That Goes Wrong, meant collaborating with Hollywood writer, director, producer J.J. Abrams. But McCollum says that producing for these two mediums, film and stage, are wildly different beasts.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In many ways, I think film is a lot easier because to actually herd the cats, because it's a specific period of time. Typically on Broadway, you need the cast to commit for a year. The other thing is in how you run your business. I'm very aware that everybody chooses to show up every day. I always say about the theater is we make the donuts daily. I think somebody else says that too. But I truly relate to that because it is truly about people showing up.
The musical Something Rotten, in residency at the Wharton Center in East Lansing this week, had a few birthing pains, which rose out of some meetings between producer Kevin McCollum and the musical's co-writer, Carrie Kirkpatrick.
He always said he had a musical he and his brother wanted to write. And then he finally said, you know what? We never have time to finish it or write it. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, we have our careers. And I was like, well, do you have 5 songs and an idea? And he said, yes. So I went to his house and he played, it's not the exact same version, but I first heard Welcome to the Renaissance. And then I heard a couple of other songs. My moment was actually a week later when I said to him, when I first heard it, I said, I think you have something here. And then I went home and I was around the house puttering around and I found myself humming this. Bum, ba, da, 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 bum. What is that? Welcome to the Renaissance, the theme, which is our first number of our show. And I called Carrie back and I said, I haven't had a song stick in my head like this since Seasons of Love in Rent when I first heard it. So I think I'm producing your show.
Welcome to the Renaissance with poets, painters, and bon vivants.
The musical Something Rotten runs at the Wharton Center all this week, which, speaking of McCollum's earlier venture, Rent, features the original Roger, Adam Pascal, in the role of Shakespeare. Tickets and more information about the show are both available at whartoncenter.com. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.